Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 24th of December 2025. Today's topic is Love the Lord. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 to 27. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Verse 22, For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Verse 27, A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Our memory verse is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22 and 23. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Unmistakably, God declares the numerous benefits the children of Israel and all believers stand to enjoy if they keep his commandments and obey his word. No age of Israelites was left out of the instruction to seek to know and live by the word of God. Love for God implies implicit adoration of his person and total submission to doing his will at all times and in all situations. His interest must come first. We prove our love for God by loving his word, will, and ways. We also love his children. We can't say we love God if we hate those he created. Youths who love God do his will at all times. You must first become his child through genuine repentance and faith in Christ's atonement for your sins to be cleansed. After that, you read and study his word and be willing to learn from others who have been in the faith. Moreover, you must be willing to tell friends, neighbors, and schoolmates through physical contact or the social media platforms about the love of God to guarantee your blessings. Quote for the day: Do his will at all times. The challenge for today is, we don't love God if we hate his word. Prayer: Lord, give me sincere love for you. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.